turn to 2 Kings chapter number 20. 2 Kings chapter number 20. Am I on all right, Brother Jared? I got a new microphone today, so I'm trying it out. I hope I don't blow it out like I blew the other one out. Somebody help me now. Good to see Wayne Harrison and Ruby. Been gone for a long time, been real sick. Wayne, good to see y'all. How many been having the flu in your back, or you been sick in your back? Raise your hand. I see Tom, several of you. I see you. God bless you for being back. Some folks out today sick, but God's able. Hey, yes, sir, Tom. Yeah, it's great. You got your Bibles. Turn to 2 Kings 20. Now, I'm just going to tell y'all straight out. I know Wednesday night was supposed to be, quote, end quote, the end of the revival. But I really think you get revival, it don't end on Wednesday night. It'll be on going on. And I want all y'all to know something. Just tell you right off the hat, I am pumped.
Amen.
I am pumped. I mean, I am pumped. Listen to me. I got a little touch this week. And I feel like preaching real hard tonight, real good tonight. Woo! I love God. Yeah. And if you wasn't in on it, it might take you about 15 minutes of my preaching. Get caught up. Amen. 2 Kings 20, if you're there, stand to your feet. I'm going to preach today, brother. I got something, I believe, good. I do. The Bible said in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him. He didn't have a lot to say to him. And said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now look over to your neighbor and say, you're going to die. And look back to the other on the other side and said, I got bad news. Then he turned his face to the wall. Thank God for people who still turn their face to the wall. And prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. And have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Yeah. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was going out into the middle court. Let's just put it like this. Let me illustrate. Here's Isaiah. Tell me what. I'm Hezekiah. Tell me what he said. I'm going to die.
You're going to die.
And what else?
I'm trying to find it.
Set your house in order.
Set your house in order.
And then he got up. Come on, go on, Isaiah. Go on down the middle aisle for a little bit. Here's what happened. He started walking out. And y'all, your picture in your mind, that vestibule out there, being the inner hall. The inner chamber. Keep on going, Isaiah. Then Hezekiah did some praying. And Isaiah, turn your back on me. And I'm doing some praying now, Isaiah, turn back. And then Isaiah turned back because God done said, okay, I done heard from Hezekiah. I'm changing this thing. Go ahead. Somebody help me preach right here. Let me go on. I beseech thee, O God, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart has done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore, and the king came to pass before God was going into the middle court that the word of the Lord came unto him saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. Father, God, help me preach like I've never preached before. Help me not to worry about people, circumstances, time, Just help me preach.
Help him to preach him.
We'll praise you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, boy, he'll say, amen. Amen. There's a lot of kings in Israel. By this time, the nation had been divided. You had the 10 northern nations. And let me say this. Through my study, I realized this. They did not have one good king. And then you had the southern kingdom called Judah that had a bunch of bad kings, but had some good kings. And Hezekiah was a good king. Now, let me tell you this. You said, how do you know the difference between a bad king and a good king? I got it. This is real deep. A bad king does wrong.
Yeah.
And a good king does right.
Amen. Pretty simple.
Is that simple?
Yes.
Well, let me say, how do you know if a Christian is a good Christian or a bad Christian? A bad Christian does wrong.
Amen.
They can't help it. And a good Christian does right.
Amen, preacher.
I know that's deep. Hey, this Christian life isn't real hard. No, you just do right,
yes,
and God will bless. You do wrong and God's going to curse you. Not curse you, curse you. And here's what happened. In the middle of revival. And by the way, they had revival during Hezekiah's day. He tore the groves down. He destroyed Baal. He got rid of all the idol worshiping. You know what we need to do? We need to get America, get back to God, and get rid of our idols, get rid of our junk that's in our truck, and get real revival. Then amidst all this, the man of God comes with an announcement. You better get your wheel together. You better get your paperwork done. Because you're going to die and not live. And that's a short message. And you better set your house in order. And then Hezekiah prayed. And I want all y'all to know, he got a turnaround. I want to preach this morning on this subject, if I can. How to get things turned around. I'm talking about when you're in some kind of circumstantial thing. When you're some kind of providential thing. When you're some kind of emotional thing. When you're in a physical thing. When your relationships are bad. When you've got nothing but morbid news and you need God to give you a turnaround, what in the world do you do? Hallelujah. I just wonder, and you don't have to raise your hand because I already know some of you's a mess. We're all a mess half the time. I wonder how many in this big crowd this morning saying in your breath, under your breath, I need a turnaround. I need a financial turnaround. I need a physical turnaround. I need my attitude turned around. I need to deliver from my substance, my drug addiction and my alcohol. And I need turned around. I need some victory. Am I preaching? Let me give you three things. We'll go home. First of all, I want you to know something. The place of refuge. Hallelujah. When things are going bad, when you get bad news, I'm glad there is a throne of grace and mercy that we can come to in a time of need. He didn't call the doctor. He didn't call his family. He didn't drop a note to the office. No. He lifted up his eyes unto the hills, which cometh his help. He called upon Jesus. Amen. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He didn't call the bank. He didn't call Oprah. He didn't check on Dr. Phil. I'll tell you what he did. First of all, he had a private session with God. I just put my mind on him. God, I need a moment. Your preacher just told me I'm dying. I really ain't wanting that right now. And me and you need talk. You know what some of you need to do? Instead of running your jaws to everybody else, why don't you run your mouth to God? Instead of you always complaining and murmuring and beefing about some junk, why don't you get on your knees and proclaim your need to God? In a private session. I'll tell you what we want. Uncle Chad. I got back so bad. Man, my debt's up. I'm a mess. Marguerite's mad. Help me.
Help me.
Oh, okay. I got the right response anyhow. Listen to me. There's sometimes getting alone with God's the only thing that's going to help.
That's exactly right.
Then I not only see a private session, I see the petition sovereign. He wasn't talking about a man. He was talking about the sovereign one, the supreme one, the self-existent one, not a human being, not somebody that can't do the job, but he was talking to Almighty God.
That's exactly right.
Now notice this. Let me go a little further. Y'all all right? Then I notice this passionate soul. Look what he said, I beseech thee. Now here, can I say this without y'all getting mad? That's too many of y'all trying to be too cool with God.
Right.
Too cute. Yeah. Just too cute. When God, if I got some problem. Yeah. Oh God, if I have some sin, what kind of mess are you? You're trying to play cute with God. You're trying to play cool with God. Won't you admit that you're a mess and you need Him?
Yeah.
That's what some of y'all need to do. You need to lose your image. It wouldn't hurt some of you ladies get some mascara dripped down your face with tears. It wouldn't hurt some of you men to get rid of some of your pride and some of your dignity and beg God. I'm not saying counsel's bad, but sometimes counsel can't help you. I'm not saying companions can't help you once in a while, but I'm talking about a God when you're sick, when you're broke, when your relationship's bad, when you got sin, you need to beg Him. You need to beg Him. You need to beg Him. You need to beg Him.
Amen. Good preaching.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Number two, I want you to notice this. I'm going to give you some of you don't even agree with, but I don't care. I'm going to give it to you anyway. You ready? Look at verse number 3. Then number 2, you want to have a turnaround. Number 2, the performance to remember. Now, I want you to know, Hezekiah wasn't being prideful. But I want you to know what Hezekiah did, started doing. He started citing, Chad, his portfolio.
Yeah.
He went to the filing system. Watch what he said. Look at verse 3. I beseech you, O God, remember now how I have walked before thee. Now, I want to say something quietly. This is why doing right when you're not in trouble pays off when you are in trouble. See, here's the problem. Don't wait to call on God when you're a mess and you're acting like a devil and you're acting like a fool. You better be right if you want to answer quick. He went to the filing system. Here's what he said to God. Remember when I wasn't in crisis? First of all, remember my proper walk. Look at it. I've walked before thee in truth. By the way, I don't need you to vouch for me. God knows my heart. He had a proper walk. Do not try to get in a hurry to get something from God if you ain't walking perfect.
Amen.
And walking right. He had a proper walk. Proper walk means you have a proper attitude. Proper walk means your tongue's in check. Proper walk, you ain't drinking booze every day or smoking dope every day or popping a pill every day. Proper walk is you got it straight.
Amen.
Amen. You're right, preacher. Here's what he done. Let me tell you what he done. God, now I'm going to give you every reason why I think you ought to heal me. First of all, I had a proper walk. But not only that, whew, and I've walked in truth with a perfect heart. I got pure worship. Can I play on this?
Yes, sir.
I get so tired of false, phony worship.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm tired of it. God knows who phonies are anyway. God knows the phonies in this church. The people that's for the church and the people that give to church. The people speaks well, the preacher, the people that don't. He knows they're phonies. I ain't going to point them out. They already know who they are and they stand that. You know what I'm saying? I'm pure. See, I want y'all to know something. I don't want to upset now, y'all. We ain't going contemporary. We ain't going to have jazz up Jesus. And we ain't going to have no winter jam. And if you're going to winter jam here in a couple of weeks, you ain't right with God. And you ought not be left alone by yourself.
God help.
Preach on now.
Go up right here.
Yeah, you're right.
Rock Jesus and rap Jesus.
God.
Boy, we had singing in our revival this week. How many agree it glorified God? It lifted up Jesus, our choir. We need pure worship. We don't need something jammed up, manipulated up. We just need to have a pure heart and worship God.
Amen. Come on, preacher. Preach on now. You're preaching.
Well, as I say, God, remember my proper walk. God, remember my pure worship.
Amen.
And by the way, God knows if you've got a proper walk.
That's right.
And God knows if your worship's pure.
Amen.
Y'all still with me? And then he said, remember my productive ways. Here's what he was saying. God, when you're going to deliberate now, remember my faithfulness. Remember how I've walked for you. Remember how I've been a good Christian. Now, I'm going to say something to you. Don't want to upset you. If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you. Oh, no, he ain't going to hear you. He ain't going to hear you. You cannot blaspheme and get blessed at the same time. You cannot gossip and be angry and mean and bitter and unforgiving and mouthy and expect God to bless you. It ain't going to happen.
Amen, preacher. That's good, preacher.
That's good, Pastor. Amen. I'm preaching good. I want you to know something. If you went to Dr. Ken tomorrow, and he said, you Chad, you 32, but you're going to die in 6 months. You're going to have a heart attack. You may die this week. Now, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to find your place to pray.
Amen. That's exactly right.
And you're going to seek God. And you're
going
to say, God, man, I've been a great assistant. God, I walk right. I'm managing my home right. I'm living right. I don't drink, cuss, or run with those that do. God, I'm right. You know what God's going to do? God is will glory. I'm about ready to preach. God's going to look. God's going to take another look. You know what? That boy did that. You want to turn around? Do you want to turn around? Get a proper walk. Get pure worship. You want to turn around? Get your heart right. Get clean. Now I'm really going to get into happy stuff. In verse 4, I notice thirdly, and I'm done. The pleasure from the response. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was going out of the middle court. Now, Chad, how long do you think it takes to walk briskly from here to the back door? 5 seconds? Maybe 7.
10.
Since you're a little chubby, 7.
10.
Now, I'm real chubby, and it takes me about 15. But that's not very long.
That's pretty quick.
How many believe that's quick? Whew. Do you think God's up there high-fiving because you've got problems? No, God's up there wanting to help you.
Amen.
He said, how shall I not freely give you all things? God ain't up there as a mean old man, mean old God. No. He's a great God. Now notice this. Whew. First of all, a fast answer. That's pretty quick. He said, you're going to die? Walked about 100 yards, turned around, came back and said, you ain't dying.
Amen.
Now, I'm not always going to tell you that you're going to get a quick answer, but I want to tell you this. You're going to get a quick answer when a quick answer is needed. They didn't get that, Jeremy. You're going to get a quick answer when a quick answer is needed. Let me give you a history lesson just from my own life. Two things. This is when I first started the ministry. Roger, you remember? We built the activity building. Then when y'all remember, we started growing. We're going to build that new building. We owed $50,000 on the activity building. And the bank said, you get it paid off. That was September. You get it paid off by December 15th. We'll loan you the money. But you got to do that first. I did what every preacher does. I had one that got badges for everybody. I'm one person that's going to give money toward $50,000. Had a thermometer up there. Worst thing I ever done, try to get them to pledge. Don't do that. Got down. The drop dead date was on Sunday. I was up in that office where your old office is. That was my office. And I got on my knees, and here's what I did. I remember my prayer. I remember it. I do. Hey, when big things happen, you remember it. I said, God, and don't y'all get upset, but I did this. God, you know my heart's right. You know I'm trying to lead this church. And God, there's going to be a lot of haters going to make fun of us if we don't make it. And by the way, they still haters want you to fall. Oh, they love to see his church fall. Come on now. They hate us. God, please. And I want y'all to know this. I was praying about 15, 20 minutes. And the phone rang. I ain't praying about 15, 20 minutes and the phone rang. And I didn't know what to do. I'm praying and the phone's ringing. So here's what I done. This is crazy. I picked the phone and said, hello. Hey, God. Wait a minute. I'll get back to you. Can I help you? And this woman gets on there and said, you Pastor Smith? I said, yes. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm from Wheaton Securities. See, we owe $10,500. I'm from Wheaton Securities. I said, what's that? That's people that deal with stocks and bonds. You've been given 100 shares of such and such stock. I said, me? I ain't me. No, you're the representative. They're giving it to the church. We owe $10,500 by Sunday. And I said, me? I said, I'm a country boy. What's that translating cash? $10,000. I want you to know, I know tongues ain't right because I'd have talked to them that day. I shouted it out. Then I had a miserable trustee who ought to have been run out earlier than I run him out, who come to me and said, oh yeah, you got 10,000, but you still owe 5,000. 500. What could knuckleheads say in this church just like it? Negative. And I looked at him, I said, I shouldn't have said this, and I think I repented. But I said, pencil neck, shut up. This is one time I called him by name. I didn't do it public. I just said, pencil neck, shut up. He had a big long neck. I told him, shut up. Now, I want you to know something. You might not like it, but somebody trying to rain on my parade and tell me that God ain't real, I'm telling them to shut up.
Yeah.
I did repent of that. Got me in the flesh. We come out Sunday. I don't mean to tell a long story, but I'm telling you. You want to tell them a fast response? Come on Sunday. Sunday school. One of the other guys that dealt with the money come running out of there with a... You remember when they had Magnum Bank over in your area? You know what Magnum Bank is. Yeah. They had a Magnum Bank cashier's check. Guess what? How much? And you know what this... He wasn't a pencil neck, but he's following the pencil neck. He said, well, I don't know who it was. I said, I don't care, Buddha does it. Hallelujah. But I tell you what I done. I poked my head into the adult Sunday school class. I won't tell you who done it. There's a family that worked, mom and dad both, husband and wife both, worked up at the Stanley plant, up at Volkswagen at that time. Marriage was breaking up, Wayne, 6 months before. I led them both to Christ. Their marriage was saved. And she wanted to give me money. And I told her no. I said, but if God ever led you, just give something to the building. But we don't charge for counsel. Do that. Right on time. I have a God who came up. They didn't know who it was. They had no clue. But I led them to Jesus. And they came and gave back to God. And God supplied the need. I want you to know, He'll give you a quick answer. I know I'm running late. Can I give y'all real quick points? He gave him full assurance. Now how would you like this? Here comes Isaiah back. He said, go tell the captain everything's all right.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. I don't care if any of you brag on me, but there ain't nothing like God addressing you as a somebody. You ain't a nobody with God. If you're saved, you're a somebody. Then he got the Father's attention. He had a listening ear. I'm glad God listens. And then God looked at him. Whoa! Then a favorable action. I will heal thee. He released the sickness and he returned to worship. Whew. Somebody help me. Y'all want to turn around? Then a fruitful addition. You got 15 more years. I went up to, when I got this heart situation, I went up to Cleveland, not Cleveland, West Virginia. And I looked at that doctor. I said, God guided me up here. And I wanted to be pastor to 77 if I could. I done prayed to God. I said, do what you can to help God here a little bit. Let him help you and let him use you. I don't know how long this is going to last. Look at my hands, how pink they are. I haven't felt better in 10 years. I want you to know, I may die next week, but I want you to know I've had a turnaround. I want you to know God has favored me. God has blessed me. Man, I am ready to go. Then I seen the faithful assistance. He provided, look at verse 6. He provided protection. And he gave him purpose. But hold on. I want to ask her for anybody in here like this. I want to ask if there's anybody in here. Then he gave him a final authentication. Authentic. Now, any of y'all like me, maybe you're not, maybe you're way more spiritual than I am. And you say, God, would you please show me a little sign that I'm going to get through this? You ever done that? Now, I ain't telling you that, but I have. I'm about ready to bounce over to that other wall on this. He said, God, what's the sign? You know what God told him? I'm going to do something big, boy. You want to know, hey, kids, you want something big? I got a God can do big things. You know what God done? He said, I'll do either one you want. I'll turn the sun 10 degrees forward, or I'll turn the sun 10 degrees backward. Now, as the sun goes down, your shadow gets longer. You know what God's going to say? He said, I'll just kick that back 10 degrees if you want me to. And I want to tell you how famous that was. If you read the book of Chronicles, the Babylonians heard about it and they wanted to get in on it because they worshiped the sun god, and anybody that could turn the clock up, turn the...
Yes, sir. Come on,
preacher. Listen to me. I'm done. So some of you in this room, you're sinful and lost. And God will take you from your sin and take you to salvation.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You know what you need to do? You need to come and beg God. Somebody help me preach. And some of you sin sick.
Yes.
Some of you backslidden as a devil. He'll make you blessed again. And some of you in this room, your marriage, you're getting ready to go down the tubes. He can take it from a disaster to a delight.
Yes, sir.
My question is there anybody under my voice that needs a turnaround? Bow your head with me. Head's bowed, eyes closed. How many of you know you're saved? Raise your hand. Amen. How many's not saved? But you've tried everything. And your life's a mess and getting worse. How many slip up your hands and say, pray for me? I need saved. God bless that hand. Anybody else? How many Christians in this room? Maybe you're backslidden. Maybe your marriage is a disaster. Maybe you're hooked on some substance. How many of you right now, maybe it's financial or health, how many right now in this room will raise your hand and say, preacher, I need to turn around. Raise them up. All over the house, that's right. I see them all over the house, preacher, I need to turn around. All over the house, come on. I need to turn around. Now here's what I want you to do. I want you, we're going to stand, everybody stand. I want you to come right out of your seat right now. Don't you wait. Don't you fool around. Don't you procrastinate. You get right up here right now and say, God, I want to turn around. God, I want a victory. God, my marriage needs help. God, I got sin in my life. I'm a gossip. I'm a backbiter. I need to turn around. Father, touch this invitation. Save that sinner. Help folk. Lord, they'll never get a turnaround until they know they need one. God, help them to come now. In Jesus' name, amen. You keep coming. People come.
Bring your burden to Jesus. Bring your burden to Jesus. Leave it there. Leave it there. Bring your burden to Jesus. Bring your burden to Jesus. For He cares.
Stand there for a minute. Ernie has been diagnosed with cancer in his bone marrow. Is that right, Ernie? That ain't good. I'm going to pray for Ernie, then we'll dismiss. Is it okay?
Amen.
Father, Ernie's a good man. He loves you, Lord. I pray you'll touch this. Use whatever method you need to deliver this dear man. But I'm glad that even if we die, our healing will be in heaven. But we need Ernie. It's a good man, loves God. You help him. In Jesus' name, amen.